This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Says that there's a trade-off here. If a person is the Kabbalah of Altera, if they're men of Masa the Chetz, the Pregman of Altera, and that's a Masa the Chetz. So, this is called Kabbalah of Altera. Kabbalah of Maima Nisbach Bikam, Loima, Kabbalah of Altera, is the Tabek of Mashem Yisbarach. So, the Hemshach here, this is another Aif Kanev, which a person's leg has a Kesha Kashmach.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear.
I hear that.
Do you want to? Should we call back? Sorry. Should we call back again?
Taking a gun for you, that's clearly Xayla. If you have a gun the ability to be, there's a certain sense of a social reality, and that's the second structure, and that's called the nemusis. Then there's a third structure possible, which is Torah, and that's really the least, you know, the middle category, the social category. It's not physical. There's no, it's not impossible to break the law of the land, but psychologically and socially a person is tuned into feeling that he's an honorable member of society. But these other inyanim, but as far as Torah goes, it's completely out of this loop. So he said, there's three groups of Hanhagis. Hanhagis is a Chodim Linnak with him in Hanhagis of Olam. Lachish is a Shah Sashim Sikh and Hanhagis of Olam. So one circle is a circle of the Teva demands on a person needs to eat, a person needs to plow, and so on. The other one is Shubit on Hanhagis of Teva, and the person got no choice about it. But Oydish Hanhagis built it Tibis, we Hanhagis Lushis, Ashim is Chadish and Abchira. Then there's a second level, which is already consensual. It's not something that is bechayach when people decide that they organize together as a society, and that's called nimusis. Shu'al yedei analchus, masha yirte, masha lo yirte. V'goizik zirosei ala adam. V'an hagas ad nimus. V'adam mishubit galken hagas ad nimus. The person says, mishubit ten hagas. Mishubit in the sense, not when Reuven came and put a gun to me. So that's not a shubit. It's the pshat is, I am part of it. My mitzius is a sub-mitzius of it.
Everybody universal.
by the Ramban, Mala Raifi, you know, Raifal Akim, and so on. The question really is, there's the Inyan Shevet Levi. Everyone has to steer in the Rambam, that the Rambam says, in other Talmud Torah, the person is not allowed to take money for learning, and it's a terrible thing, and Islam is very, very powerful against it. And in Israel, famous Rambam and Shemitah Zeiblis, he says, you know, that if somebody's not for Ruchah, and so on and so forth, the pshat is, it's not a mixed bag. Torah can't be a profession in the way other things are. A person can't see it within the hanhagas of teva. Let's say I'm Isaac in some sort of profession that's Kurdish. I'm learning a koil. If my attitude is, you know, you should know that today I learned so stark this sugya, I put an extra 3 hours at night learning this sugya, I think I should be getting overtime. Then he shouldn't be getting any koil money. A person shouldn't, in its perfect picture, like the Rambam says, and the Rambam puts it in his word, Akash Baruch Hu will be mazmin loy davatz anitzachelov. In other words, just my needs will be taken care of in a way that, you know, somehow Akash Baruch Hu will take care of it in a way that's different than all their herits. It's not with the mahalach of regular teva, and it can't be now of regular teva, because in the world of teva, it's an offering and hagen, and it really depends on the person. So if a person in the muscle wants to take more than needs out of it, so then it's not. If a person wants to charge, if a person charges for the learning or for the teaching or whatever it is, all of those in Yanim are in Yanim that means he wants Torah to participate in the world of Teva. And then after Rambam says it's a terrible, terrible thing, and, you know, it's a Chil Hashem and so on. But if he wants to be maskir himself in the world of Teva, it's this mission over here. That if you're Makabal and himself a oil of Teva, so he belongs to a different world. It's just like, you know, Lamhaba, you don't expect, you know, the laws of this world will not apply. So too, in this world, when a person moves himself into that realm, it won't apply either. I once had a diuk. The Rambam says in over there, he's explaining what Shevet Levi is. He says the Fikah Darki Oilam, they've been separated Dark Oilam. The Orch Muhammad Kashay Sol Nochum Zochum Asam the Kor Gufan. They can't earn anything physically. And then he says, so it's a very modern to be medayek kol ba'olam, the goyim are included. Good. I can't for the life of me understand that that is being as being pshat in the Rambam. It's not clear what pshat is, so it could be just poetically kol ba'olam. But I think I would like to be medayek. I'm not sure if this is what John's machon is, but I think it's very medayek. We are boye oilam. That's our starting point. We are part of this world, and therefore it requires, like the Rambam says. So he says, any ish for ish mi kol boye oilam, meaning anyone who is of this natural world. And then he says, Avina Madolei Bodol and so on. Uparak me'ol tzavarov oyla cheshboinei sarav mashibik shemin adam harizim is kadesh kredesh kadasha. It requires a prikas oil. In other words, anyone who is a boy oilam today is born with the Aldar Sharet. That's the Metzias. It requires a precursor oil. And therefore, if the precursor oil is something which a person can do, then he can go on to, then he can do that darga. It's also very interesting. The Rambam says, in other words, there is a place in this world that the mahalach is that mahalach, and that was Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, the Chazal about being tzoyle basa and the san and yayin means that Adam was mufka from the world of derech eretz. His needs, his physical needs were met because of his activity. He was asik and lot of shavla kashpola gave him what they needed. When Adam was expelled from Gan Eden, he went into a world where the framework is oil derech eretz, and it's a true framework. And as long as you're part of that world, to buck it is also. So just like a person is not allowed to be semich al anes, because as long as you're being semich al anes, it means you're trying to be mafgia the world. Within the world of Teva, you're trying to introduce non-Teva that's negative of Hashem. But if a person is living in a different world, then that's why the answer depends what Madrig on, as far as Bitochen goes, is a very true answer. If a person's own needs are met by, you know, by Bitochen, and you know, workers the whole feet of my needs, I'm busy doing what I'm supposed to do. If that's a person genuinely lives that way, then he's allowed to do it that way. If it's a game, the person buys himself a fancy new car, and the Kashba will supply it, then it becomes, that's a added assassin, that's awesome. So he says, Tehra's also maskia them from other Mishanema. Ani imati lakim atam le'elyon kolchem. Achay kodem temusa gachas tram tipoilu. Adka. I want to explain another nekuda about this inyan. In America, Marshall, I'm sure in England there are some things that are similar to it. There are outsiders that are under all sorts of issues. And there are outsiders, for instance, they have the Amish who live in America, and they crowd their own menhagim from 100 years ago, that things caused, and this, all that. And there's no animosity. People think it's very cute and very nice, and that's it. Then there are people that are more out of sin and so on. The Ica difference lies. They Amish live in their own corner. They have little to other people. You come and visit them, and it's cute. That's it, and so on and so forth. Any outsiders of Mexicans who come, they're part of the society. They rub shoulders with society, and they also cause friction. You know, whatever else. Then it becomes room for friction and issues. The kalal is, if there is contact, if there's a common circle, then you have friction and so on. If there is no common circle, it's a different world. So the Moshe, if all the kalal is on the gullus, or I don't know, just basic material almost all day and hidden in a corner someplace and have no shaykhs with other people, then there'd be a minimal amount of shibud and so on. They have their own life, their own world. There's no interaction. It's when you are mishtatef, some chelek, and some degree you have to mishtatef, those become the points of friction. So the more Klal Yisrael is mufka, if people perceive Klal Yisrael as being some sort of shavit kuloi davok in ruchnias, and just not part of the mitzvahs, it's going to be a minimal in Olam Ha Teva, there's also in Olam of Tirius, and it brings in the issues of having the Shtalduch too. Klal Dova, Asher Mekavav Al Teva Shilokis, Hu Yoytem Vecha Teva, Uma Exerbo Te Tirius Vyedushis, Kwa Shama Perek Shano, Baluch Es Mechtar Okimu Chemes, I'll take a chorus, I'll take a chorus of a chemes. שאין לך בן חיין או מי שעסק בתוירה, אשר תוירה היא מסעלה. הרי הוא, הרי ביר הוא כעסק בתוירה הוא מסעלה, ומפני שהוא מסעלה מדרגוסי למעלה מדרגס הטבע של המסעלה. So in the his alus is where you get that sense of is where the person's mafkia himself. So the inyanim that a person is misal comes off from, give him his chayrus.
Is it correct to say that this, in order to get this haftacha of Mavir and Mimeno, that the Kabbalah's Altera is going to be subjective according to everyone's level of bitachon, or is there some objective level of...
Yes.
Right.
It's two things. It's in a level of bitachon, and as well as this askus, you know, contribution not to this world, but contribution to other things.
Right.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Rabbi Yaakov.
Yes.